The Napoleonic Era, Napoleon in Exile, 1815 to 1821. Escape Plots, number 8. This is the last one. The last plot worthy of attention was that of three men, Mr. Lepay, Mr. Breillet, and Mr. Cochrane. Breillet was the general of division and a count of the empire, who first came to North America and then moved to Buenos Aires. Like Lepay, a cavalry officer, who had escaped Louis XVIII's police, he was an ardent Bonapartist, while Colonel Cochrane was completely different. He was a distinguished British admiral who had defeated the French fleet at the Aix Roads in 1809. He was a renegade from Britain. He had been elected to Parliament after leaving the Navy and was an opponent of Lord Liverpool, who suddenly found enough information to accuse Mr. Cochrane of fraud, imprison him, and then fine him. After release, former Admiral Cochrane put on his admiral's uniform and headed to South America, where he was offered, he offered his help as well as his prestige to the revolutionaries in Chile and Peru. At the end of 1817, the trio were the subject of many dispatches, and the French embassy in London at once alerted the Consul General in Brazil concerning what was known in London of the doings of the two Frenchmen who were suspected of planning to seize the island of San Fernando de Ronja and collect mercenaries to attack St. Helena. Well, the French Minister of the Navy, Comte Molé, and his colleague, the Minister of War, Marshal Gouvion Saint-Cyr, a marshal under Napoleon, neither man was really concerned when they were ordered to study and forestall their freeing of Napoleon. Molé informed the French Premier, Duc de Richelieu, that two armed schooners of 300 tons and a vessel of 74 tons was equipped by Lord Cochrane. They were made up the expedition, which was to have 80 French officers and 700 men recruited in the United States, and the island of Fernando de Noronha was their rally point. Early in 1818, the Marquis de Montchain, Louis XVIII's commissioner on St. Helena, received detailed information about this expedition from the French Chargé d'Affaires in Rio de Janeiro. The arrival of the ship bringing these dispatches caused a great excitement on the island, as well as sending the St. Helena rumor mill into high gear. One set of dispatches was for Governor Low, and one was for the British Admiral. And the British Admiral's set was co-signed by Lord Bathurst. Today, we still don't know what was in that correspondence. The Russian commissioner said that the rumor was that Joseph Bonaparte had suddenly become the King of Mexico, was on the throne of Mexico, and that French General Clausel had collected a large number of soldiers and sailors. Now, that's not quite as far-fetched as it would seem, because you see, when Napoleon took over Spain, he basically cut the cord with the Spanish colonies in the New World. And the Peninsular War gathered up so much time and energy that those colonies were basically left on their own. And ultimately, after Spanish King is restored, was never able to regain control of them. And ultimately, they'll all become independent at different times. So Joseph would have had some possible following in the area. Not that much, but it wasn't quite as far-fetched as one would think. And so the idea was all these people are going to attack St. Helena. Well, it's basically a great deal of fuss over very little. It seems the only sails that appeared on the horizon off St. Helena were simple merchant ships looking for fresh water. So what happened? Were the trio intercepted? Did they become discouraged and gave up? There's only one hint, however, and that's Napoleon's will. High up in the long list of beneficiaries, immediately after Napoleon's followers that were with him on St. Helena, are the names of General Breyer and General Lefebvre Desnoyers, who received considerable legacies, doubtless to reward them for services that still remain unknown to us today. Well, next, we will begin the slow but steady decline of Napoleon's health. It's going to take some years. Not necessarily is it going to take that many years to perform them, but he's going to begin his decline, ultimately succumbing on May the 5th, 1821. So, what's it going to be? Cancer? Hepatitis? Bad doctors? Or poison? We shall see. Now, the sources for this: Napoleon St. Helena by Martineau, Memoirs de St. Helena by Las Casas, Cashier de St. Helena by General Bertrand, St. Helena's Who's Who by Dr. Chaplin, and The Journal of St. Helena by General Gourgaud. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.